The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The word of God we want to consider today is our epistle reading for this past Sunday, the fourth Sunday after Pentecost. We're looking at Galatians chapter 2, verses 11 to 16, the beginning of that epistle reading. The Apostle Paul wrote, "When Peter came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face because he was clearly in the wrong. Before certain men came from James, he used to eat with the Gentiles. But when they arrived, he began to draw back and separate himself from the Gentiles because he was afraid of those who belonged to the circumcision group. The other Jews joined him in his hypocrisy, so that by their hypocrisy, even Barnabas was led astray. When I saw that they were not acting in line with the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter in front of them all, 'You are a Jew, yet you live like a Gentile and not like a Jew. How is it then that you force Gentiles to follow Jewish customs? We who are Jews by birth and not Gentile sinners know that a man is not justified by observing the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. So we too have put our faith in Christ Jesus, that we may be justified by faith in Christ and not by observing the law. Because by observing the law, no one will be justified.'" My dear friends in Christ, after Pentecost, you know, that was that day when the Holy Spirit gave the disciples, the apostles, the special ability to be able to speak in different languages and especially the courage to be able to go on out and preach Jesus the Savior, to preach the gospel. Under those circumstances, the church experienced tremendous growth. Not only Jews, but also Gentiles were being added to the believing family of God. And with the addition of those Gentiles in particular, the old Jewish separatist mentality needed to change. Salvation was not just for the Jews. Well, it never was just for the Jews. The Apostle Paul did say, "There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." And maybe remember that in the book of Acts, it talks about this vision that God gave to the Apostle Peter. And in that vision, in which he saw different animals coming down from heaven, in that vision, what the Apostle Peter was being told is that it was okay to eat meats that came from animals that were formerly considered unclean. In Old Testament times, they were considered unclean. But with his death on the cross, what Jesus had done is he had fulfilled those Old Testament rules and regulations so that those special Old Testament Sabbath laws and sacrificial laws and laws regarding unclean meats, unclean foods, all of those things had been fulfilled. The Jews didn't have to follow them anymore. And now that vision was saying to Peter, it's okay to eat pork and ham and bacon. But more importantly, what that vision was supposed to do is to tell Peter, it was to tell Peter that he shouldn't think of the Gentiles as people to avoid, but as souls who needed to hear the gospel. And that's exactly how God wants us to view all people, to always be looking at everyone and always seeing everyone as needing the gospel. That's how God wants us to see all people. As it was okay for Peter then to eat meats that were formerly considered unclean, so now it was appropriate and really encouraged that Peter would go on out and preach the gospel to all people and also to the Gentiles. And now the Gentiles, they had been considered unclean, but it wasn't really their race that made them unclean. It was if they were unbelievers or if they were worshiping idols. That's what would have made them unclean. But now Peter is being encouraged, go and preach the gospel to them. They need to hear the gospel. And hearing things like that, so special for us because we're all Gentiles, unless we happen to have some Jewish blood in our veins. God had told Peter that he shouldn't look down on the Gentiles. But in Antioch, what Paul had to do is Paul had to confront Peter because Peter wasn't following God's directives. When Peter first came to Antioch, he treated the Gentiles as God wanted him to treat the Gentiles. He ate with them. He may have even shared with them a pork roaster or a ham sandwich or pulled pork or something like that. Meat that had formerly been considered unclean. But then there were some Jews that came from Jerusalem, and when those Jews came, what happened is that Peter stopped eating with the Gentiles. And he acted as if he didn't want those Jews who came from Jerusalem to go back to Jerusalem with the report that Peter had been eating with the Gentiles and had been eating unclean meats like that. Didn't want that report to go back, that he wasn't obeying the old Jewish laws. And as a result, there were other Jews and even Barnabas, who was Paul's main helper, that followed Peter's example and avoided the Gentiles. And as a result of that, think about what ended up happening for those Gentiles. Peter was giving the impression that those Gentiles, that they were second-class believers, if even they were believers, if even they were worthy to hear the gospel message because they weren't following those Old Testament regulations. Paul saw that Peter was acting in a way that wasn't in line with the gospel. So he said to Peter, "You are a Jew, yet you live like a Gentile and not like a Jew. How is it then that you force Gentiles to follow Jewish customs?" Peter was giving those Gentiles a mixed message. Peter was telling them repeatedly that they were saved by the grace of God alone. But his actions were also saying to those people, but you got to keep those Old Testament rules and regulations. Therefore, they probably thought that they weren't good enough to fit into God's plan of salvation unless they kept those laws. It's important that we also always see everyone as needing the gospel. There is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. All people need the Savior, and Jesus lived and died to pay for the sins of all people. But if you or I don't always see everyone as needing the gospel, or if we think anyone isn't the right kind of person to hear about Christ's love, well, that person could miss out on hearing about Jesus and his love, and it could end up being our fault that they miss out on that. May God help us always to see everyone in need of hearing the gospel. Always to see everyone as needing the gospel and make every effort that we can with our personal witness and with our mission offerings to make sure that everyone hears the gospel, so that the Holy Spirit can work on their hearts. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, Thank you for getting the gospel to us so that we know Jesus as our Savior and our way to eternal life. Help us now to always see everyone as needing the gospel and to do everything we can to make sure that everyone hears the gospel. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen.